Being a field goal kicker in the NFL is one of the last great athletic fantasies many men have. As most of us grow up, we have to accept that we're not large, strong, or let's face it, talented enough to be a running back, linebacker, or quarterback. But running out onto the field a few times a game, swinging your leg, knocking a football through a big fat hole in the goalpost, that seems temptingly easy, even if you consider that a bunch of 300 pounders are just a few feet over the line running full speed to try and squash you. Stefan Fatsis, a commentator for NPR's weekday edition, sometimes known as All Things Considered, persuaded Pro Football's Denver Broncos to let him try. He got to wear number 9, however briefly, and write a new book, A Few Seconds of Panic. A 5'8", 170-pound, 43-year-old sports writer plays in the NFL. Stefan Fatsis joins us. We're on the field of Georgetown University.
Yes, we are, where I have practiced once upon a time.
And in fact, we're going to talk to your coach, Paul Woodside, who's just down there. Thanks so much for being with us.
It is my pleasure, Scott.
How did you ever persuade the Denver Broncos to say yes?
You know, I asked. They were the 20th or so team that I asked, but I asked, and they said yes. The owner, Pat Bowlen, was a good source of mine when I covered the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal, and I just called him up one day and said, I have this idea to sort of do a modern George Plimpton and run out.
The book Paper Lion, where he played quarterback for about 2 minutes.
In the early 1960s. Yeah. And he thought about it for 1 second and said, you know, I wouldn't be averse to that.
Now, at least in your literary account, you got to be pretty good. Certainly compared to me. What, yeah, of all the examples to choose, but yes, right.
But I worked hard. I spent a year with a personal trainer, gaining weight, getting into shape. I put on about 12 pounds. And then I found Paul Woodside, a kicking coach nearby in Northern Virginia. And Paul drilled me for 4 or 5 months, and he taught me how to kick. And he taught me the emotional part of kicking, too. But, yeah, I by the end, I was kicking 35- and 40-yard field goals, which I think is pretty good, because if you stand on a football field 40 yards away from the goalposts, yeah, you will realize just how far that is.
You really do begin to get glimpses of the players as people, as opposed to the performers that you see on screen. On the one hand, they all have big cars and they all have personal managers, but they're not all rich, are they?
No, they're not, particularly the guys that are going through camp right now who don't have a real shot of making the league. The average career of an NFL player who finally does make a team is 3 years. But in most of these camps, when I was in Denver, about 100 players cycled through camp, and only 60 of them made the roster. That's a pretty high burn rate. And many of these kids come back, because a lot of them are kids just out of college, they'll come back year after year after year until the NFL doesn't want them anymore. And in the course of those 3 or 4 years that they spend trying to make the league, they're not going to take other jobs. And off-season pay in the NFL, you get a little bonus if you're lucky, 20, 30 grand, $400 a week during spring workouts, $1,000 a week at the beginning of training camp, and a little bit more during the preseason. Not much.
The public sees football players for, well, now with all the commercials, let's say 3 to 4 hours on game day, Sunday. But that's really only a small percentage of what they do for a living.
Yeah.
Because it's a 7-day-a-week job.
Right.
You get a real clear sense in this book that a lot of that is drudgery.
One player described it to me as this way, and I think this is one of my favorite quotations from the book. This is a wide receiver named Charlie Adams. And he said to me, you know, you're just seeing the worst part, meaning training camp. And then he paused and he said, you know, although the season kind of sucks too.
Yes.
And the message was that we love playing. Sunday is terrific. Sunday is the greatest. But it's Wednesday and Thursday, and the routine and the monotony and the emotional pressure and the psychological pressure and the insecurity. I mean, the NFL is nothing if not a culture of insecurity. There are no guaranteed contracts, unlike in all of our other professional sports.
I wonder if doing this gave you any new thoughts or refined any thoughts you had on the difference between playing and doing.
You know, the last time I did this, play and do, was to write about Scrabble, and all in your head. If I had the mental capacity to digest thousands of words, I could be a pretty good player. If I could understand the geometry of the board and the strategy involved in this game, I could be okay. In this, there are externalities. You know, my body could only do so much. You know, the burden of my genetic makeup, my age, my build, the number of fast twitch muscle fibers I was born with. Those were the real limitations. If I had started when I was 16, I don't know. But at 43, I was pretty happy to get a few balls up in the air from 40 yards away and have them go between those uprights. And when I did that, it was just pure joy, pure elation, because I did feel like I understood a little bit better what they experienced. I really understood it when I had to kick under pressure during training camp.
Because you eventually did have to kick under pressure during training
camp. I did.
So you didn't get into an actual game, but you got into...
Yeah, the NFL wouldn't let me play in an actual game, but Mike Shanahan, the head coach, called me out a couple times. And the first time he called me out, he said, there's a lot of pressure put on kickers in the NFL. We're going to put some pressure on Stefan now. And when I was called out there, I never felt any pressure like that in my life.
Yeah.
I forgot my entire routine. I forgot how to be calm. I forgot how to be powerful. I forgot how to attack the ball. And I choked. There were more than 1,000 fans there that day, 90 players, the coaches. And my first kick was one of the worst kicks I'd ever made to that point. It went under the crossbar from 30 yards. And from 30 yards, I was pretty good. It helped bond me to the players, though, because they all, after they were done, you know, threatening to tie me to the goalposts, they all came up to me and said, now you get it. That's what it's about. And I think that made me part of the team.
I'm not sure I've confessed this before, but sometimes when I'm having problems falling to sleep, I become the quarterback of the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl. And I'm usually able to run two or three plays before I fall asleep. I'm able to get the first down. Has this affected your dreams?
I never dreamt that I was kicking the winning field goal in the Super Bowl. Not at night, anyway. I had the opportunity to actually perform it. It wasn't just a dream for me. I was certainly never a real NFL player, but when I ran onto the field dressed in a Denver Broncos uniform before preseason games, I felt like one.
You still have your uniform?
You bet. When I'm done showing it off, it's going to be framed.
Stefan Fatsis, his new book is A Few Seconds of Panic, a 5'8", 170-pound, 43-year-old sports writer plays in the NFL. And let's tell people that special added value on our website, if they're going to see you and your coach, Paul Woodside, try and teach us how to, when I say us, I guess I mean me, how to kick a football.
Yes, we're going to teach you how to kick a football, Scott. I don't know whether we'll be successful or not, but we're going to find out.
Yeah. Good to go?
Yeah, sure.
We introduce you to the ball.
Okay.
Okay, but I need you to keep your toe down. Yeah. Keep your toe down.
Okay, my left toe, right?
Your right toe.
Right toe down,
it's
okay.
It's going to be your right toe.
Uh-huh.
Bring your heel back to your butt. Bring your heel back to your butt.
Oh, there you go. Leg to butt, leg to butt.
And then what?
Just come through and hit down. Perfect. Set!
The kick is up! It's soaring! It's going 70! Well, no,
five or ten. Go to npr.org and see the results for yourself. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Call me Silverfoot.